Chapter 5. The Woman in White. Dr. Seward had left the hospital immediately and rushed to Lucy's house. When he arrived, he found Van Helsing standing outside. "I am afraid that we are too late," Van Helsing said solemnly. The two men banged furiously on the door, but no one answered. They then walked around the house and saw that the window to Lucy's room had been smashed and that there were animal footprints below. The professor opened the window to Lucy's room and the two men climbed in. Lucy was lying on the bed. So too was her mother. The woman had a look of great fear on her face, and when the professor saw her, he knew immediately that she was dead. In her hand, she held the ring of flowers which she appeared to have pulled from her daughter's neck. Lucy, all dressed in white, was lying beside her mother. There were new bite marks on her neck. Van Helsing checked the girl's pulse. "Quick!" he shouted to Seward. "It is not too late! Get some towels and some water! We must keep her warm!" When Dr. Seward returned, he told Van Helsing that the servants had been drugged and that they were unconscious. "Go and revive them!" the professor said angrily. "We will need their help. And find Arthur Holmwood. I fear that Lucy will not be with us much longer." Dr. Seward watched the young girl as she slept. He noticed that there was something strange about her mouth. Her teeth appeared longer and more pointed than usual. But moments later she opened her eyes, and once again she was the beautiful girl that Seward had always known. Arthur arrived and sat with Lucy. Although she was very weak, the presence of her future husband seemed to restore her a little. However, when Lucy's fiancé grew tired, Van Helsing sent him to sleep in another room, while Dr. Seward watched over the girl while she rested. When Van Helsing came to relieve Seward the following morning, he examined Lucy, and when he looked at her neck, a cold chill passed over him. The two wounds on her neck had completely disappeared. He showed this to Seward. "She is dying," the professor said sadly. "There is nothing that we can do now. Wake up, Holmwood. He will surely want to be with her at the end." When Arthur entered the room, Lucy opened her eyes and in a low voice she whispered,
"Oh, Arthur, my love, I am so glad that you have come."
Holmwood bent down to kiss his fiancée, but Van Helsing stopped him. "No, not yet," he demanded. "Just hold her hand, it will make her feel better." Arthur did as he was told. Dr. Seward noticed that Lucy's breathing seemed to change, and that her face was suddenly harder, and the teeth in her mouth were long and sharp. She spoke again to Arthur, but this time neither Seward nor Van Helsing recognized the voice as Lucy's.
"Kiss me, Arthur," she pleaded.
The young man eagerly stooped to kiss Lucy, but as he did so, the girl opened her eyes. They were as hard as stone and not human. Before Arthur could kiss Lucy, Van Helsing quickly pushed him away.
"Not for your life," he cried. "Not for your soul."
A look of violent rage passed across the girl's face, and then her teeth clamped shut and she was silent again. As she lay back in the bed, a wave of calmness seemed to pass over her. "Now you may kiss her, Arthur," Van Helsing said, "but only kiss her on the forehead." Arthur kissed Lucy once, and as he did so, the girl's eyes opened. Her breathing became shallower, until eventually it stopped altogether. Lucy Westenra was dead.
"It is over," said Dr. Seward.
"I'm afraid this is only the beginning," Van Helsing replied morosely.
The professor's fears were confirmed a few days later. The newspapers reported that there had been a number of attacks on young children in the city of London. When the children were found, they were all very weak and pale. They all had bite marks on their necks. One child told detectives that he had been lured away by a strange lady.
"What do you think?" Van Helsing asked Stuart after he had read the reports.
"Lucy had similar wounds on her neck," the young doctor replied.
"Yes, she did. Do you still have no idea how Lucy died?"
"She lost too much blood. But how?"
"I'll tell you. Through the two marks on her neck."
"But what made those marks?" asked Van Helsing.
"Well, I have heard of bats in South America that drink blood, but we do not have those creatures here in England. Some might say that a vampire in human form had done it, but only a madman would believe it."
"Instead, it is the truth. It was precisely a vampire who attacked Lucy," said Van Helsing. "But I am afraid that now something even worse is happening. Those children were not attacked by the same vampire who killed Lucy. They were attacked by Lucy herself."
Seward was very angry with the professor for suggesting such a thing, but Van Helsing assured the young man that he could prove it to him. Firstly, the two men went to the hospital and examined the children who had been attacked. The wounds on their necks were exactly the same as those they had witnessed on Lucy. Then they went to the tomb where the poor young Westerner girl's coffin lay.
"What are you going to do?" Seward asked.
Van Helsing removed the lid from the coffin. When both men looked inside, they saw that it was empty. The body of Lucy Westenra was not there.
"Now we will wait outside the tomb for the final proof," Van Helsing announced.